what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
While you'll be forgiven for feeling a little uncertain these days, one thing is for sure. If Assurance can't beat your current car insurance premium, you can ask them for 500 Rand. 1,500 Rand if you've been claim free and with the same insurer for 3 years. You can SMS out to 40251 for a quote. Assurance is a licensed insurer and FSP. T's and C's apply. All right, so we're going international today. So what I love about our expat community.
Yes.
They still keep in touch. A lady called Janet Goodall. Goodall. Who now lives in sunny San Diego. Which is a lovely part of Southern California. All right. So she says, listen, she lives in the street. She's been there a long time. She's been there like 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's in with everybody. Nice little neighborhood. And you know, with American neighborhoods, there's no big high walls. There's no electric fencing. You can walk up literally to people's front doors. Mm. And they have the same problems that we have. It's a universal problem with neighbors. It's not just dogs barking. Mm. But it's when you're taking your dog for a walk and your dog decides to go on your lawn. Mm. All right? Mm. Now, when I take my Sally, oh my gosh, she can go 5 times in one walk around the block.
Isn't that good? She's regular. She's eating good food. Then Bloberg.
Yeah.
Only the best for Sally.
All right, so now another thing here is not part of my skill set is accents.
What kind of accent are you putting on today?
First American, and then Latino.
Oh.
Okay.
Does it fall apart quickly?
I'm afraid so. So, the American accent is okay, but it gets messy when I switch to Latino.
Do you get found out immediately?
No. Oh. You'll see. But so I'm phoning a Latino lady, and it escalates very quickly. And bear in mind, this is an international call, eh? This thing is charging me a lot. All right, so there's been some complaints in the hood. Mm-hmm. About her dog going on everybody else's lawn, and she doesn't clean it up.
Oh,
all right, yeah. She doesn't carry the bag and put it in. Nah. She just lets it go, and
That's a big no-no.
Yeah,
it's good for the earth. Oh, that's what she says.
Come on.
All right, so let's get stuck in. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Menlyn, please?
Yes, this is me.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Buck Benson from Benson & Associates. We're attorneys at law.
Yes?
Ma'am, I have a complaint from my client concerning your dog.
Concerning my dog?
Ma'am, according to my client, Joe Minateta, he is tired of walking into your dog's piles and piles of sh**.
What do you mean he walked into a pile of sh**?
He is tired of your dog's bad behavior and discipline, ma'am.
That's too bad. My dog is going to continue acting up if he wants to, and he's on my property.
Ma'am, hold on 1 second. I just want to put my client on the phone with you, all right?
All right.
Senor. Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello. Why the hell your dog bark all time of the night?
What?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
How many dialects are in there?
Like, you started Indian. With a hello. What nonsense. Mm-mm.
All I had was hello.
No, man. What movie did you watch before?
Hey, I've seen enough movies to know hello, Juan. And thereafter, hey, I'm on my own, eh?
What was that?
Switch up.
All right, just roll it.
You're going to call me. You got to talk to me right.
Mm. I talk to you however I want. Your dog bark all night and keep me up, and then it takes a dump on my lawn. Put your dog in your bloody house, man.
My dog is always in the house, and let me tell you, there's never out there. And if you step on, that's somebody else's dog.
Bull.
I always clean in front of my house, all right? You want to walk in front of my house, we'll carry a bag and a shovel and you clean it.
You don't understand. Let me tell you in Spanish. Pejo.
¿Y qué te jojo? ¿Qué tú vas a hacer? Mira, ¿por qué tú no vienes para acá a ver, talk to me in front of my face, huh? You gotta talk to me over the phone, huh? Ven para acá a ver, so I can show you some piece of so you can stand in. You know what? I'll stick your face in it.
Ha, you talk ugly.
Which one of my neighbors is this?
Yo mina tata. I live 2 houses down from you.
Oh, 2 houses from me. Why don't you just come over here and ring my doorbell? Huh? You have to call an attorney. You're not man enough to call me in person.
I don't talk to women. I talk to the man in the house.
Oh, you don't talk to the women. Who are you talking to now? Mira, I put you to bend over and I have my dog sticking up your ass.
Miss Medlin?
Yes, what do you want?
I'm absolutely horrified at the kind of language that I'm hearing from your mouth.
Why don't you and your f***ing client go to f***ing hell, all right? Vayas en pa' carajo, to.
Miss Medlin, you're not going to know who I am, but I'm actually phone scamming you from a radio station in South Africa.
Who?
One of the ladies in your street is a South African woman. Her name is Janet. She apparently knows you quite well.
Who did it?
Janet Goodall. She lives in your street.
I
could call San Diego every day.
Yeah. That woman is so sassy.
Yeah.
What's she going to do to me with her dog? I don't know what was half of the things she said there.
Half of the things you said there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was
Buck Benson.
My Latino accent needs a bit of work. All right, I
just
get it.
Just a little bit.
It got very halal at one point there.
Yeah. Went off the rails.